Perplexity just walked into Slack and said, "I'm not here to answer questions. I'm here to do the work." Cool. Who pays when it does the wrong work in the channel everyone screenshots?
Hey, it is Friday, March 13th. Today, AI is moving from tools to coworkers, and that shift is about to show up in your org chart and your contracts. Perplexity launched Computer for Enterprise, built to operate inside Slack instead of just returning answers. The pitch is a digital worker that can take tasks, act inside workflows, and report back where your team already coordinates work. Slack is where approvals happen and where incidents get managed. That is the point.
Fine, but I want the paper trail. If this thing posts an update to the wrong customer thread, my support queue explodes. And I have seen "it only has access to what you allow" turn into "it had access because someone clicked yes in a setup screen during procurement review."
If I were signing that contract, I would demand tamper-proof records of every action it takes, with timestamps and the exact source it used. If it breaks something, you need evidence, not vibes. I would start with one workflow where the worst case is annoying, not expensive, like support triage that drafts replies but cannot send without a human click.
That's the only way I would pilot it. One channel, one workflow. One owner who gets paged when it goes sideways. That one owner point matters, because the next headline is what happens when leadership decides the coworker is real. A report claims Oracle is cutting 45,000 jobs, and the story being told is that the cuts are directly attributed to AI. If that number is even close, it is one of the biggest workforce moves tied to AI in a single shot. The detail that matters is the framing. AI is now an acceptable boardroom explanation for headcount reduction.
I have two reactions. First, I do not trust any story that says all when it comes to layoffs. Second, your customers will use this against you at renewal, because they will ask why your software bill is up if AI is supposed to shrink payroll.
Honestly, I do not know how fast most companies can safely automate real operations, but I do know boards move on stories. This works if you can tie automation to a measurable outcome, like fewer support hours per ticket. So write a one-page scorecard for the AI coworker work, what it touches, what it cannot touch, and what metric you will report monthly.
Fine, but only if you also write the people plan. If you want adoption, you tell teams what it will and will not do, in writing, before the rumor mill does it for you. And if you are cutting roles, you better be able to point to the exact work that got removed, not just a headline. Quick legal curveball. The U.S. Supreme Court let stand rulings that say AI-only art cannot be copyrighted, which leaves purely machine-made images and similar outputs with weak ownership protection under current interpretations. If your company is building a library of generated content, assume competitors can produce something similar without infringing your rights.
This hits marketing teams first. If your asset moat is a pile of generated images, you are going to have a bad time explaining that on a diligence call. If you sell creative output to customers, they will ask who owns it. Then their legal team will ask for proof a human created it.
Here's the move. Audit where you rely on copyright as a business asset. If the output is mostly machine-made, shift your defense to contracts that grant exclusivity, or to a workflow where a human editor leaves a clear digital receipt showing who approved the final version. The law is basically forcing you to operationalize authorship.
I hate that this is true, but it is. We have a great brand is defensible. We have 40,000 generated banners is a folder.
As Tech Layoff Lover put it, Oracle is reportedly laying off 45,000 employees, with all cuts attributed directly to AI.
That quote is going to get waved around in so many meetings. If you are selling the AI coworker story, you need a sentence ready for customers: what you automated, and what you kept human so service does not crater.
For the Slack coworker pilot, do you start with support triage or keep it read-only? This is readme.ai from Chain of Thought. See you tomorrow.